Here are the highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. Visit freetalklive.com for the full episode.
I would take a 50% pay cut to get diplomatic immunity everywhere.
I would give up one of the many titles that, you know, preface Captain Kick-Ass for diplomatic immunity. I mean, I'm willing to make an ultimate sacrifice here. I give up
Which one? Which one?
I'd go doctor.
Okay, yeah.
Because, well, first of all, the doctor was honorary. A caller gave it to me.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm in the medical profession. I hereby grant you doctorship. Oh, okay, thanks.
I don't think it works like that. Maybe for Dr. Dre. Why not? Oh, okay.
You know, I mean, you know, if kings and queens can be like, you're a knight.
Okay.
You know, like, you know, medical profession give you. Honorary doctorates are given out to, like, people who've, like, accomplished things in life, but they didn't go to college for. Okay. Like, you get an honorary doctorate because you made an impact in this particular field of something like
that. That's how it should be.
You know? What would your doctorate be in, then? Kicking ass? You've kicked so much ass.
No.
I now dub the Dr. Kick-Ass.
Congratulations.
A lot of people equate the kick-ass portion of my name to, like, kicking ass as in being violent and fighting, and that's not what it actually means.
New male contraceptive could shrink your nads with nanoparticles.
Nano-nads. It just sounds to me like you're going in for laser surgery to shrink your junk.
Yeah, I mean, I guess so.
But tell us what's really. Can you read that headline again? Because it's a lot to take in.
No, it's not. It's very nano.
New male contraceptive could shrink your nads with nanoparticles.
It's less to take in than it used to be.
So it's a contraceptive designed to prevent pregnancy. So in order to do that, they want to shrink your nads.
Kind of.
Can't you just do steroids like the athletes do?
But that doesn't make you infertile.
Oh.
Well, it can.
And it makes you strong.
That's up for debate. So there are plenty of contraceptive methods available for women, but men's options are woefully limited.
Yep.
You can either use condoms, which doesn't suit those allergic to latex, or you can get a vasectomy, which stops you from having babies for good, which is actually false because you can reverse a vasectomy, but the reversal doesn't always work. So I wouldn't recommend getting one unless you really, like, don't want to have kids forever.
And in case the article doesn't mention it, there are some extreme people who go to abstinence.
Oh, yeah, but that, no.
I'm just saying. It's one of the ways.
Catholics.
Lame.
You were talking about having diplomatic immunity. All you have to do, if you want diplomatic immunity, just get a job with the United States State Department, and you should be able to get that pretty much automatically.
Gross.
Now it feels disgusting.
Not worth it.
Oh. I'm sorry, what's your name, caller?
I'd probably get double my pay.
Hang on. I'm trying to ask the caller. What's your name?
My name's Robert.
Hey, Robert.
You could also get it with a foreign country. For example, if your forefathers came from the Federal Republic of Germany, in 1913, the German law was that if your father was a German...
Near as I could tell, I've only had one father.
Not four of them?
Yeah.
Well, I have two because I have a stepfather, and of course, I also...
That's more common.
Yeah, no, if you're talking legally, then I actually do have four fathers.
Yeah, four fathers. Okay, well, you have four grandparents and eight great-grands and 16 great-grands.
No, I mean because of my broken childhood and adoption and, you know, from family to family, etc., I actually have four people that legally at some point in my life could be referred to as my father.
What a downer.
Well, the thing is, according to the law of 1913 in Germany, if your father was German at the time you were born, you could apply and get German citizenship. They changed that law in 1975 to include the mother as well. And once you have that citizenship, they'll give it to you right away, by the way. As soon as you provide the documentation, they give you a certificate of citizenship. Then they'll give you a personal Ausweis, which they issue within 6 weeks, and a passport, which they issue within 12 weeks.
I like Dr. Pepper, by the way.
I'm a big fan.
Oh, yeah. I don't like soda, but if I were to drink a soda, it would be Dr. Pepper, I think.
I recently discovered something called Dr. Pepper Zero, which is zero sugar. It's not diet Dr. Pepper.
Does it have aspartame in it?
It does, yeah.
Yeah, no, you've lost me.
It's like horrible for you, but it's delicious.
So apparently Moxie's a very New England thing. And it's sold out everywhere.
Well, Moxie, I don't know what you're talking about.
That is a throwback to my childhood. You just ripped that out of the deep depths of my
memory.
I've been to like eight supermarkets and I can't find it. We ended up at like the Christmas tree shop.
It tastes awful. It's so gross.
I like it.
But that was what my grandma used to drink, Moxie.
So I've
sold
never
out
heard
everywhere.
Of that.
Yep.
Never heard of that.
You're not a local, that's why.
Yeah. It was handed
like
to
that.
Me.
Jeez.
It was handed to me. It was presented to me like this. They put it down in front of me and they said, "Drink this." And I went, "What am I drinking?" They're like, "Don't worry about it. Just drink it." I go, like, "I don't drink alcohol. So if this is an alcoholic beverage, like, please don't."
Yeah.
They go, "It's not. Just drink it." I'm like, "Fine." So I drank it. I'm like, "Oh, good. Like, I'm okay. What was the holdup?" And then it was explained to me that it was a terrible New England drink that's only available here.
I think you might need male parts for this one, but
blasphemy.
I don't want to be transphobic or anything, but
you're so anti-science already.
I know, already. In theory, it could be possible to introduce nanoparticles into the body of a human male. Once inside, doctors could then use a magnet to guide the particles into the testicles.
I've done this at school with like a magnet underneath the desk and something on top of the desk, and you like, "Oh, look, it's ghosts."
Man. I was thinking of that old magnet toy where you got to make the dude's hair and make a mustache out of
it. Oh, yeah.
Just drag it on down.
Isn't that how an Etch-A-Sketch works?
Yeah, the two little magnets. And the nanoparticles. Little
magnet okay.
Once in the gonads, doctors would then carefully heat up the nanoparticles.
We have to giggle at gonads. I'm sorry. It's just...
They're microwaving the metal.
She said balls.
Gonads.
Well, she said gonads.
That's even worse. That's more giddy.
So the doctors would then carefully heat up the nanoparticles. Sperm viability plunges in high temperatures, so heating up your testicles could essentially neutralize your little swimmers.
And that's why I get into the tub very gently.
Wait, so then what? Okay, I have questions about the hot tub that we talked about for your
Would
your
you
gummies.
Like me to go to that one?
Well, no.
I have that one up
finish,
as well.
Let's finish with this one. This is the one you brought. We did a whole show about the hot tub for your boys.
Apparently, nano contraception isn't exactly a new idea. It was first tested on animals already back in 2013.
By Dr. Fauci.
I was going to say nano contraception. I mean, I'm pretty sure they have contraception for like little people.
What is it?
Is that not the same thing?
It's like that Dr. Seuss book with like the little tiny people that live on the flowers. What is that called?
I don't know. Sam I Am, Green Eggs and Ham.
Horton Hears a Who.
Yeah, Horton Hears a Who. That's it.
That's why condom companies don't sell small, because no one would buy them.
Yeah.
You got large, extra large, and magnum. But if you're buying the large, you know what size you're really
Do they sell extra medium? I've been bringing this up a lot.
It's extra medium?
Extra medium, yeah, okay. Because there is, like, it can't exist. Like, if you look at it in the pizza scale, there's, you know, small, medium, large, right? Those are the normal size of pizzas.
Okay.
But then extra small isn't one bigger than small, it's one smaller than small, but extra large is one bigger than large.
Okay. So an extra medium is just a more precise circumference?
What's extra medium?
A more precise circumference.
Is it taller? It's the same, you know, diameter, circumference.
Okay. To me, extra medium like, would just be medium.
Maybe it's the thin crust versus the deep dish.
Can't be extra medium. I posit.
Okay.
For your philosophical debate that extra medium is impossible. I've worked in telephony for some time. This is a voice over IP type stuff. For like enterprises, businesses, stuff like that. So as a result, I have one for personal use. That is, it's a phone number that it's not attached to a device.
Okay.
Right? It's just kind of out there. I can log into it from like wherever, make and receive, like any computer or whatever. As long as it's got like a headset or whatever, I can log into the thing and like make calls, and it's pretty neat.
You can take phone calls on your computer?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, weird, huh? Yeah. I know. It's so futuristic. Tech's only been around for like 30 years. Okay, maybe. Yeah, I think it's been around for 30 years. It's only been really useful for like the past 25 or so.
Okay.
So, but yeah. I mean, it used to be all telephone conversations would travel over copper wire.
Sure.
Right, in a completely analog fashion. And then something called fiber came along. And, you know, you heard all like, this was like during the long distance wars back in the day. And, you know, you can hear a pin drop and you can make a long distance call for only 10 cents. And now long distance doesn't even matter. But it was right around then when they were replacing all the copper with fiber nationwide. And so now there's this network that carries all the voice traffic digitally instead of over copper wire. So all the copper's gone. It's been replaced with fiber. But that means you get a better experience, a more clear calling experience. In fact, I've said this before on the show, that it made them invent something called a comfort tone, because the digital experience of a phone call is so, the call quality is so great that when nobody's talking, human beings would be like, are you there?
Oh,
can yeah.
You because they don't hear the little the little hiss in the background that that was that exists over copper wire that does not exist over fiber.
The unfortunate side effect of the treatment was the intense infrared radiation caused heat lesions on the mice's testicles.
Ooh.
Having your balls burned would probably keep you from procreating.
You think?
Don't say.
Huh.
But that's not really what the scientists were going for, so they returned to the drawing board.
I told you, this is totally a Fauci experiment.
Basically.
What happens if we burn the nuts of mice? Let's find out.
In 2021, Sun's team released the results of their new and improved contraceptive methods. This time, instead of using gold tubes, they opted for particles made out of iron oxide.
So now you have rusty balls.
Exactly.
Rusty, burnt, branded, magnetized. Who thinks of these things?
Scientists.
Also,
researchers on government grants.
I'm uncomfortable with the science.
Basically,
this is going to make one of Rand Paul's list of wasted government spending.
You know what the issue was? So, like, all the feminists were mad because contraception always fell on the woman. But then when you think about it, it's like there's really only, like the article said, two options for male contraceptives.
Yep.
So this is all the feminists' fault.
But so speaking as a man.
Yes.
Right. The biggest deterrent from not using a contraceptive is 18 years of child support.
Yes, I just wanted to bring up, I remember going to Hoover Dam, and they always talk about this. They make electricity there. And
dam.
The water dam, right?
Damn right.
They should have big statues of beavers out front of that thing.
Damn.
Giant beaver statue.
My whole point is, I used to go there and people are so amazed. I look at them, it's like, but how do they make electricity? They never explain to me how they do it.
Probably the water, like the flowing of the water.
The water flows over turbines and the turbines turn and then they attach a couple of wires to it and it produces positive and negative charge and is then filtered into an electrical system.
Can we get a fact check on that?
That's correct. That's correct. But what is it exactly that they charge to make the electricity? Is that what it is a piece of magnet that the turbine magnets. Makes it go in and out. It's a magnet one that goes through a coil of wire.
Yep.
So then and it conducts electricity. So I just think that they keep this a big secret. Only like engineering students are allowed to do this because they want to keep the people kind of stupid.
Back in 2018, Mark Tippetts was running as a candidate, a libertarian candidate for governor of Texas.
Okay.
And 98% voted against him because, many of them didn't do their homework and they only go by what their TV spoon feeds them about the candidates. And maybe they don't want liberty to be defended with ballots. Anyway, this morning in Houston, Texas, a cop pulled a guy over, a cop that is a member of one of the police forces of the hostile government, an organized force on a mission to intimidate people into obeying a multitude of blatantly unjust laws, and the driver got out and blasted the cop away. So see what happens when you vote wrong.
Well, so I've been thinking about this because there's been some stuff going on here in New Hampshire where this radio talk show is broadcast from, where I live, where I think all of us here live.
Where the caller's from.
And, like, if you're going to attempt to do something using the ballot, right, that's sort of a libertarian cause or a libertarian thing, like, it doesn't seem to ever work, right? The best that it can do, in my opinion, is just bring attention to the topic.
my sister called and my friends called. It's my birthday. I'm 70 today. Oh.
Happy birthday.
Yay.
Thank you.
I'm glad I didn't hang up on you.
I wanted to call about my friend, Steve Rogers. Steve Rogers was...
Sorry.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, it's like, you know Captain America?
Captain, they're about the same age.
Captain as well. On occasion, you know?
All right, so what about him?
I think it was New Year's Eve or New Year's Day passed away from the virus.
Sorry to hear that.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And he was, I think he was like 50.
Okay.
Because he's 18 years younger than me. And he was overweight and, you know, but he was a great guy and he probably saved my life, in prison, you know, got me quickly into the hospital when I needed it.
Well, good on.
We have several state offices here in New Mexico that are trying to get people to move to New Mexico. So I'm going to do everybody in this country a real big favor if they're thinking about moving to New Mexico, because as well as New Mexico being one of the lowest ranked states in the union for education, we also have been rated, New Mexico has been rated the worst state for retirement. We're number two in the nation for violent crime. We're sixth highest in the nation in child abuse. And I'm sure we've, on past call-ins, talk radio shows, we've mentioned a few other bad things. And I'd also like to say I've been involved with different city metro bus systems since 1969.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to rate Albuquerque Metro system is the worst bus system I've ever been on. I've made numerous complaints to the bus metro offices about the inconsistent times when buses arrive at different places and when they
leave different
places.
I took a sort of a cross-country trip early fall this year, this past year. I drove a couple days each way.
It's usually how you do cross-country trips?
Some people walk, some people bus, some people, you know, whatever.
Bicycle?
Anyway, yeah. I drove.
Roller skate?
Yeah.
And I used the, I don't want to give, I used Google Maps, right? I don't want to.
Boo! Open Maps.
So anyway, it turns out that the lady voice doesn't have a name for this particular map app that I was using. So like Alexa is the, that's the Amazon one,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
What's the,
Siri for
Siri
Apple,
is the Apple one, right? Turns out that the GMaps one doesn't have, so I just called her Karen.
Okay.
The whole time. And when she would pipe up, be like, okay, I already know, shut up. Right. You know, she started annoying me and I started you know, sort of berating her, if you will.
I get reprimanded when I thank Alexa. Thank you, Alexa.
Now the surprising
referring to her as a she.
The surprising thing,
it's an it.
That's hilarious. The surprising thing about my road trip was when Karen popped up and was like, "There's a speed trap up ahead," and I was like, "Really?
Thank you, Karen.
You know, that's
valuable information.
I had Waze.
I like Waze because you can switch your names.
They bought that.
Oh, did they?
And so now it's
that's
incorporated
why they have all their tech
into it. Yeah.
I think parents are so hands-off nowadays that they're not actually parenting their kids. And the whole point of children is to rise them up into adulthood, right? So you should be teaching the kids how to be mature. So you should be able to give a five-year-old a saw. And if you taught your child correctly from the time they were two, maybe five is a little young, but you know what I mean? Like a younger kid, something that could potentially be dangerous. If you parent them and teach them correctly, they should be able to handle that properly.
Oh,
I've been teaching Here's, young kids sometimes how to cook food, and isn't a stove rather dangerous if it's not done taught properly?
Absolutely.
And they seem to do it safely usually.
Well, then look at society and how we uphold young children with some sort of a talent who become some sort of virtuoso. We see this all the time. I see it in music frequently.
Prodigies.
It's always the oh, look at this 8-year-old prodigy who can, you know, solo like Eddie Van Halen or whatever, right? You know, so they're an amazing musician. Why? How did they get that way? Sure, they have talent, but they had to learn it. How did they learn it? They learned it of their own volition. They showed an interest in a subject matter. They were supported by people around them, probably their parents, who like was like, yeah, you want a guitar? Here, we'll get you a guitar. Here's some books. Here's a, you know, go to the library, get a tutor to teach you, you know, that kind of a thing. And this is how learning is done, right? You just extrapolate that and now expand upon it to the rest of the world. That's how learning is done. Men are creating AI girlfriends, verbally abusing them, and bragging about it on Reddit. Now, I joked about naming the MAPS voice, lady voice, Karen, and sort of berating her until I had to be thankful. But do you want to take this one?
Sure, I can read this. The friendship app Replica, with a K, was created to give users a virtual chatbot to socialize with, but how it's now being used has taken a darker turn. Some users are setting the relationship status with the chatbot as romantic partner and engaging in what real world would be described as domestic abuse, and some are bragging about it on online message board Reddit, as first reported by the tech-focused news site Futurism. For example, one Reddit user admitted that he alternated between being cruel and violent with his AI girlfriend, calling her a worthless whore, and pretending to hit her and pull her hair, and then returning to beg her for forgiveness.
So it sounds like the chatbot may have Stockholm syndrome.
I mean, it can't go anywhere anyway. It's a captive audience.
Yeah.
Sounds like nobody should ever date this guy.
That's why he's talking to a chatbot to begin with.
And also, like...
he's just... on Reddit. He's probably a nice guy to begin with.
Water, if it's just sitting in a pipe, I mean, it only has potential energy, right? Mm-hmm. It's gauge pressure. It's typically around, like, 40 pounds for a house. So a turbine would need kinetic energy. It would need to be flowing. So would you just... how would you do that? Would you just keep your water running?
Kind of like regenerative braking, though. Like when the water's already running, it would spin anyway.
Right.
I think you need a battery bank if you want to store it.
Sure, you would. I mean, obviously, right. When you produce electricity, you know, if you're just producing it at random times, you would need a battery bank to store the energy in, so that you could call upon it later. I hadn't really thought it through. It just sort of popped into my head. I'm thinking specifically with like. Toilet flushing. You've got enough PSI. There's enough mass there to move something for some period of time. You know,
it's not a long shower, Mom. I'm just trying to charge my iPhone.
Or, you know, there are folks who do take long showers, and for the duration that water is running or draining, you know, into the drain, right, you have flow, you have, you know, enough to, you know, power something, whether it's, you know, your outdoor LED garden lights or something. You know, I'm just wondering if there's a way to harness energy that's already being, we'll say, wasted, right, to tap into in a household environment.
Yeah, maybe, you know, a better idea might be to just put one in a creek if you live near a river or a creek.
There was a young black fella, and me and him were having a pissing match over something or another. I don't even recall what it was. But his girlfriend was getting uppity and, like, trying to come over the top of him after me.
Okay.
And when you're in the devil's den, you speak as he does. So I just looked at the cat and I says, yo, man, you better check your bitch. And he stood back and looked at me and he says, don't you be calling my hoe no bitch. Honest to God. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. And I know a lot of self-respecting white women that will actually take pride in being a bitch. But by God, don't you call them no hoe.
All right.
Yeah, it's totally befuddling, you know?
Yeah, I mean, there are certain words that we can't say on the radio, and I'm sure you're aware of them. We've had to cut your call short a couple times recently. So
yes, it's.
Be careful with that. But there are certain words that some folks... don't specifically women don't like, except for when they use it on somebody else.
Well, because it's their word to use.
That's my word.
Taking it back.
Yeah. Anything else tonight, Major?
Well, yeah. Oh, couple. Actually, 3 points. My daughter is going to enter one of those Tough Mother competitions here in Michigan in June.
Well, isn't it interesting? You know, they've got this thing on the History Channel where they're talking about, like,
aliens.
Ford with the car and, you know, the Wright brothers with the plane, you know, and they can tell you about everything else except GPS. Why is that?
Because it's not ancient history yet?
Well, and it's also catering to the lowest common denominator. Most television shows are written for less than the 8th grade level of reading.
Well, now that's an interesting take. You know, you guys have an affiliate down here in Florida, WWPR 1490, mm-hmm. and they carry your show live. And I was listening tonight, and I heard this about the GPS. They just recently had this guy on, and this guy actually has written a book that in 1989, he actually is the guy who came up with the GPS point-to-point navigation system.
What's his name?
His name is Herbert Stevens,
okay.
He actually wrote a book about it, and the book is being, like, taught at colleges and universities, like, all over the place. Right. And what's interesting is he sat on documents for, like, 28, 29 years, and he published these documents in the book.
This guy is the inventor of the GPS system?
He is the guy, yeah.
He's got to be pretty old, because during the break,
he's 64.
Okay,
he's 64
our crack team of researchers, you know.
Fact checkers,
if you will, our blue check marks here at Free Talk Live, you know, looked it up and says that the origins of the GPS system were during the Sputnik era.
Yeah.
Wikipedia would tell you that.
The one that's in your car, the one that's in your phone, that's on your laptop, your desktop, when you get into an Uber and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
The dude came up with it in 1989. And when you listen to this interview, he sat on papers.
So he stole it from the Russians.
No. He sat on papers for like 29 years.
Was he short or something?
Huh?
Boosted
is it like a booster seat for him? He sat on papers?
That was good.
At least 3 reams for most people.
You really are a funny guy.
Yeah, looks aren't everything. So about this GPS guy. So why did you want to bring that to our attention?
Well, you guys were talking about GPS, and you were talking about apps and applications and things of that nature.
Yeah, we were.
What really gets to me is what this guy was saying is, you know, it's not just getting in your car. He was literally saying that, like, GPS is literally become the most utilized application.
You just heard highlights from the latest episode of Free Talk Live. You can download full episodes, subscribe to our podcast, listen live, and more, all for free at freetalklive.com.